list this time of year.
Oh, Justin, can I mention one thing before we
Pat,
get
you can do anything
nuts
you want.
And bolts.
Anything you want.
I'm looking for it now.
Did you see the most important NBA signing happen yesterday?
Oh, Popovich?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
pretty
good.
Way more important than anybody else, and not much fanfare about it. I have no idea how much money he's making, but he's settled in for another multi-year contract extension, it says. Didn't disclose terms. Go ahead.
Tomorrow at Verizon, we have one more
spot
to give away.
Yep.
And we're also going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the camp. And I'll tweet out where you can find these tickets. Two passes for your child at noon.
Wait a minute.
I'll tweet out the location.
What are the tickets for?
If it's in your pocket, I'm going to be very disappointed, Pat.
What are the tickets for?
It's for your child to attend the Arkansas Legends Pro Camp.
So in addition to giving the one more spot on the air, you're going to give away two spots on Twitter.
Yes.
Okay.
At noon, I'll tweet the location out where you can get those.
Oh, okay. So there's like someone standing by, hey, I got the golden ticket.
Right.
Okay.
And you know what I'm going to wear tomorrow? You know what I'm going to wear tomorrow?
Hopefully a thong.
My Oakland Raiders sneakers.
You have them?
I have, yes,
oh,
I do.
Oh, you're black and gold,
black
gray.
And silver. No, they're black and silver.
Your New Balance?
No, sir.
You have some other
These
ones?
Are Air Force Ones. And I can't find anything to match it. And I have a Darren McFadden Oakland Raiders jersey, game jersey.
How about a switchblade knife if you want to fit in with the Oakland
I'm
crowd?
I'm going to look so ridiculous tomorrow in honor of D-Mac. He's going to love it.
I'm sure he'll sure
You are going to laugh. Let me just put it this way. You're going to die laughing.
I can't wait. I don't have any Air Force Ones. Perhaps I should get some. That'll be fun. I'm going to wear red, white, and blue so DJ Williams feels comfortable. And so does Peyton Hillis, because they both play for red, white, and blue teams, the Patriots and the Giants.
I got to get those guys to sign some stuff.
What do you want me to sign?
Well, I got my D-Mac Oakland Raiders jersey. I got to get DJ to sign something with something Patriots.
Your chest?
That's you know what?
We got no Nelly
Footballs for the youth home.
We don't even have Air Force Ones in the system.
We have no Nelly, period, in the
there
system.
There is a good reason for that.
What?
He sucks.
Oh, man.
You're wrong.
He does Honey Nut Cheerios commercials.
You're wrong. He's awesome. He's one of the very few good things to come out of St. Louis besides I-70.
He was a minor league baseball player.
Was he?
Yes.
Did not know that.
I still wear a Band-Aid under my eye just because of him.
No, that's because the old 80-year-old Taekwondo man
punched me in the face.
Karate chopped you right in the head.
Why would a Taekwondo guy karate chop him? You're so stupid.
He's mixed martial arts.
He's mixed. I don't think that's proper terminology. I think that's racist.
Oh.
Against Asian martial art people.
Oh, my God.
You're supposed to do that. Okay. A couple of notes about the World Cup. The final is 2 o'clock ABC Central Time Sunday. Yesterday, we played the highlight coming in. Argentina, as expected, wins in very dramatic fashion, penalty kicks. And apparently the Netherlands, it's not that they didn't choose to switch the goalies again for the penalty kicks.
They couldn't.
They couldn't because apparently there's a limit on how many people you can substitute. I've never heard of that.
Like two or three.
No idea. No clue.
Who would have thought?
So a couple of things related to the World Cup. We have a story here. This is crazy to me. And it's not even close. It's just amazing. Twitter was all a Twitter, as it were, during the Brazilian beatdown by Germany. The social network says that match was its most discussed sports game or sports event ever.
Wow.
Over 35 million tweets. Next best ever, this year's Super Bowl, 24.9 million. So this was over 35 million, almost 36 million, and the Super Bowl was under 25 million. So it blew it away. It wasn't even close.
Here's an interesting deal about Twitter. I know you appreciate this. I had read where somewhat close to 70% of all tweets has to do with sports.
That's interesting.
A sporting event.
I'm glad that we're on Twitter. I wish I'd gotten on it a year before, because then maybe I could have a lot of people too.
For sports. It really is, though, when you think about it.
At Pat Bradley 22.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
sneaky it. Pat. We just had a caller. Hey, how do I get those tickets? Oh, follow Pat. What's his Twitter address?
Oh, my bad.
At Matt Travis.
At Justin Akery 7. Follow me, and then I'll retweet what Pat puts out.
I love how Matt Travis is the only Matt Travis in the world.
They know better.
I know. I had to be at Justin Akery 7 because there's another idiot that goes by
there's
the
a
name.
Guy in Connecticut. Remember, yeah. We looked him up on
Unfortunately,
Facebook.
Unfortunately, there is actually another Matt Travis in Arkansas who tends to get warrants a lot.
That's confusing.
Not me, though, seriously.
For marijuana possession?
No, I don't know what they're for, but...
There is another Justin Aitken, but he spells his name differently here. There is one that spells it exactly the same as me in Connecticut.
A K?
No, he spells it A-C-R-E-A, I believe.
That's silly.
There's another Patrick Bradley in Little Rock that worked for the same company as me when I first got here. And what? I accidentally got his check 1 week. True story.
Did he make more or less than you?
A lot more. A lot more.
What company did you work for?
Over at the Rim Rockers. When I was with the Rim Rockers. It was under the whole Crane organization.
Yeah. What does he do?
At the time, he was just working for the automotive side.
The lucrative side.
Yeah, because I've noticed that we were the sucking money side.
They have not closed their dealerships down, and yet the Rim Rockers didn't make it. So
yeah,
yes.
You're
the tax write-off, like the stations down the hall. also related to the World Cup, a teenager in eastern Nepal committed suicide after her favorite team, Brazil, got blown out in the World Cup. The 10th grade student was depressed and hanged herself from the ceiling on Wednesday morning.
Jeez.
She was just east of Kathmandu, where Bob Seger once threatened to go. Sad story. I mean, it really is an unbelievable overreaction. My question for you is, I don't know if anybody's looked at a map lately, but Nepal is not exactly adjacent to and almost couldn't be further away from in the world Brazil.
Yeah.
It's an Asian country. It's on the other side of the planet. I don't understand how you become a devout, passionate Brazilian soccer fan living in Nepal. There are a lot of other soccer teams that I would think they would follow ahead of Brazil, although Brazil is really good. I'm sure there are Miami Heat fans in Nepal as well because people are front runners.
Sad story all the way around.
It is.
Look for signs.
I heard
look
there were
signs.
Two suicides related to the World
Jeez.
Cup. Brazil, could you make it interesting? I mean, look. But my thing is, that's a game where I can't even get upset about it because the team is clearly not as good as the German team. Plus, you knew going in it was going to be a long shot to win. But I guess some people just can't be reasoned with, and it's sad. I hate that.
It is sad. There's no doubt. No doubt about it.
Any interest in going to Nepal? You know what I know about Nepal?
Yeah, I would go.
Indiana Jones was there once. And the Third Reich guy came there and tried to pick up the amulet deal and
Hummel?
Burned his hand. He's a
Hemlick?
The guy that ended up getting melted down when he looked inside the ark. Oh, sorry, spoiler alert. The guy that melted down when he looked inside the ark. Oh, if you haven't seen it yet, it's probably...
Yeah, it's only 20 years old, 30 years old now.
Yeah, it probably was. I remember I was scared to death of that movie when I was a kid. And I ran out of the theater because I was so freaked out by it. My dad came out and got mad at me. He's like, what's wrong with you? You can't just run out of the theater. I'm like, it scared me.
Well, the first one I saw was Temple of Doom. And you know what got me in that?
Yeah, when he pulls out the guy.
Exactly.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
When another spoiler alert, yeah.
Yo, and by the third one, James Bond's in it too. Turns out James Bond was Indiana Jones' dad the whole time.
Who, and you know what? I would have picked the same chalice because, you know, Jesus, he wouldn't have had
gold.
He was
a carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was Jesus a metal worker? Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert, don't drink out of the wrong chalice. You chose poorly.
And I'll just go ahead and here's a spoiler alert. Don't watch Crystal Skull at all.
Yeah, blows. Anything. Well, here's the deal. Here's a good point of reference. Here's a good rule of thumb, if you will. Anything with Shia LaBeouf in it that isn't the first Transformer movie,
skip it.
Don't bother. Don't bother.
Old Shia. God bless him.
Yeah, that guy is really, I mean, I saw a video of him getting beat up in a bar. It was awesome. Hey, here's an interesting thing, and Pat said we sort of accidentally locked onto something today with high school legends, brushes with greatness.
We'll do it the whole day, but I love hearing these stories.
I saw Cedric Cobb one time rush for 112 yards on one run. Awesome. But here's a story, a guy that's going to have, he's going to also be sort of, it's a mythical type of performance when he was a freshman in college, this being Johnny Manziel, the only freshman to win the Heisman Trophy. Johnny Manziel leads the all-freshman team all time. This is from NFL, and NFL's been doing more and more college-related stuff. But NFL.com put together some guy named Mike Huguenin, H-U-G-E-U-E-N-I-N. What a weird name. Anyway, or unique name, I shouldn't say weird. But anyway, Johnny Manziel, all-time freshman quarterback. Can you think of another quarterback that would even be close besides Matt Jones?
All-time freshman? Jameis Winston?
Oh, yeah. How about him?
I would probably think... I don't know. I just remember seeing the video tape.
But did Jameis Winston win the Heisman as a freshman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's two of them now.
Archie Manning, I knew he was an absolute beast. I don't know if he was a beast his freshman year or how that transpired. I know he was a phenomenal type player in terms of legendary status. You watch some of those Archie Manning tapes. Woo!
I don't think you'll have any arguments with the running backs on this all-freshman team. You want to guess who they are?
Marcus Dupree.
No, you already mentioned one today.
D-Mac.
No.
Oh, Herschel.
Yeah, Herschel Walker.
Marcus Dupree is not on that list?
Herschel Walker, 16-16 his first year. 15 touchdowns, 1,616 yards, four 200-yard games his freshman year. that's silly. Insane.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. The other guy, shouldn't be that hard. He's a star in the NFL, one of the top five running backs in the NFL today.
Adrian Peterson.
Yes. 1,925 yards, an FBS freshman record his
Yikes.
First year. 15 touchdowns. Wide receivers, Michael Crabtree, Mike Williams, USC, and a guy who is one of our all-time favorites and the best auto-tune we have in the system.
Randy Moss?
Yes, sirree, Bob.
We got to play that.
78 catches, 1,709 yards his freshman year, Pat. 78 receptions. Let me repeat that. 78 receptions, 1,709 yards, over 21 yards a catch, almost 22 yards a catch. 28 touchdown catches as a freshman as they won the 1AA title. He had 26 touchdown catches his second year.
Who's throwing him these passes? Just throw it up.
Chad Pennington.
That's right, Chad, yeah.
He had 54 touchdown catches in two seasons. That's insane. Lyman, Tony Boselli from USC. Yeah. Bill Frelick from Pittsburgh. Some other dude from USC. Chuck Bednarik. Center, Penn. All-pro, all-world, Hall of Fame NFL linebacker. Played both ways at Penn. 1945, he enlisted in the Army Air Force, it says. In the Army Air Force, this is what it says. Following his high school graduation, flew 30 combat missions over Germany as a gunner on B-24 bombers. When he got back, he expected to work in the steel mills, but his high school coach talked him into going to Penn, enrolled as a 20-year-old freshman, hadn't played in 3 years, started all but one game at center, and his final 3 years, he played both center and linebacker, never came off the field. They finished eighth in the nation in 1945.
And he once dislodged Frank Gifford's brain from his skull.
Defense, a bunch of guys you probably have heard of. Ross Browner, I'm not familiar with, defensive end, Notre Dame, 1973. Tommy Harris, Oklahoma, in 2001. Hugh Green, Pittsburgh, 1977. Brian Bosworth, Oklahoma. Marvin Jones, linebacker from Florida State. Andy Katzenmoyer from Ohio State. And Luke Kuechly from Boston College.
Luke Kuechly, sure, my man.
A few years ago. This is a guy I remember. I was in college when this guy was playing. He led the nations with 11 interceptions as a freshman in 1996. Dre Bly, North Carolina. He was a beast on the video game, too. George Shaw, Oregon, 1951, cornerback. Your two safeties, Kenny Easley, UCLA, 1977. Keith McMeans, Virginia, 1987. Never heard of him. Your specialist, Tom Tupa,
who's long better time, than him?
Longtime NFL punter.
Yes, he is.
They got kick returner Rocket Raheem Ismail,
yes,
36 yards,
Rocket.
A return as a freshman. And Larry Coker, rookie coach.
Where is Marcus Dupree?
I don't know where he is today.
I know where he is. He's working a forklift in Philadelphia, Mississippi right now. What I'm saying, why isn't he on that list?
I don't know this.
He is a beast of all beasts. As a matter of fact, he may be the best freshman football player that's ever lived.
I'm sorry, he's not better than Adrian Peterson.
I think he's better than Adrian Peterson.
He's not even the best kid from Oklahoma.
Yes, he is.
Why?
Big Marcus Dupree?
1925. Adrian Peterson. Freshman record at FBS. What's your problem? Can't argue with the stats, babe. Can't. Well,
you want me to tell you what the problem was? And right. Barry Switzer admits to this. He admitted,
I'm listening,
on television,
okay,
that he did not give Marcus Dupree the ball as much as he should have.
Yeah, well, Houston Nutt should be saying that about D-Mac from his freshman year, too.
Fair enough.
We wait until he lost to Vanderbilt, like, uh-oh, we're down to desperate now. Let's get him in.
Because if he had, nobody could stop Marcus Dupree. And don't get me wrong, Adrian Peterson is a beast, but nobody could stop Marcus Dupree. You gave him the ball every time, he could have handled the load. And he would have broke 200 every game.
Matty T,
take it easy.
Somebody saw somebody's 30 for 30, that's all I know.
Well, it was one of the great top five 30 for 30s that they've come out with.
Can you please give me the Randy Moss auto-tune? Because my computer, much like my 40, is slower than molasses in the winter times. First-year quarterbacks that could lead their teams in conjunction with this. These are not freshmen, all of them.
This is an important list because
the top five contenders to win a national title with a first-year starter or quarterback, and Arkansas plays almost all of them.
because the folks on these lists have the team good enough to win national championship.
If
the
they
only
don't
question
blow.
Mark is the quarterbacks.
Right. Okay, here you go. Here's your list. Number one, no relation to Larry, I assume. Jacob Coker, Alabama.
You know who he's teamed up with now? Your boy, Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, that's right, OC. I still don't understand that move. Number two on the list, Trevor Knight, who I thought was a basketball player, but apparently he's a quarterback at Oklahoma. Enters 2014 as one of the nation's most polarizing quarterbacks. They won 11 games in 2013, a year most would consider a rebuilding effort, with just 11 returning starters heading in the opener. Knight and Blake Bell shared the quarterback duties for the Sooners last season. He finished the year on a high note by earning MVP against Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. And, of course, Oklahoma kicked the crap out of the Tide, which was, I have to admit, kind of cool. Nearly half of his passing yards came in the Sugar Bowl, 348. So, if I'm them, I feel pretty good. Against Kansas State, though, he's 14-20 for 171. That was good, too. Added 82 yards and a score on the ground. Apparently, he had some off games, too. But, nevertheless, I would feel pretty good at Oklahoma if I had him. Georgia's Hudson Mason. He'll be playing in Little Rock if he's healthy against Arkansas. He did play last year because of the injury to Andy Murray's a tennis player. He threw for 189 yards against Kentucky, threw for 299 in a 41-34 win over Georgia Tech. And despite terrible weather in the Gator Bowl, he threw for 320 yards on 21 completions in a 24-19 loss to Nebraska. Pretty good numbers. South Carolina's got Dylan Thompson, who we've seen play a lot, and LSU's got Brandon Harris, who unfortunately for Arkansas, we got a look at last year.
What about my boy Matty Mock?
Not
Is
listed.
Is he on the list?
Yeah, five long-shot title contenders of the first-year starter. Clemson with Cole Stout. Good name. Missouri with Matty Mock. Texas A&M's Kyle Allen. Not related to Kyle
Field. He played the opening first half. Remember when Johnny Manziel had to sit out that opening first half?
Against Rice, and then he popped his jersey.
Yes.
And then a guy named Siler Miles, C-Y-L-E-R Miles. Never seen that name before, at Washington. And last but not least, Wisconsin's Tanner McAvoy. No relation to Roy.
I like it. Obviously, the only one with a – well, the two with the legitimate shots are with Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, and I don't think LSU's got enough around him. Who
else
is in
there?
Oklahoma's got a shot.
You think?
Legit.
Okay.
Well, they also have an easy road because their conference isn't very good.
I'm afraid Missouri had their best shot last year.
Agree.
Actually, I'm not afraid
if there's
to say that.
Some other
I say that fearlessly.
Maybe there's another closeted defensive end that you don't know about that's going to come out and light things up. Okay. I have a couple of Keith Lee Service Coming Live fan feedbacks. We're going to take time out, come back, and talk a little ATA. Kev says, Ross Browner was a beast and the only Browner brother I liked. Jeff says, what's up with Akers' cracking voice? Did he finally hit puberty? Get ready, boys. He may be hitting a growth spurt. Yeah, maybe I'll hit 5'9 finally. Kev says Shia LaBeouf was good in Holes. It's all been downhill since then. That actually is a good little movie.
Oh, actually, Even Stevens was his best work.
That's the kids' movies, isn't it?
Yep. Kev says Cole Stout, they bet they sell a lot of beer in Death Valley this season. That's right. It's cute. Kev says Indiana Jones movie. You mean you violated your own rule by leaving the middle of a movie? Yeah, but I was scared. It wasn't because it wasn't good.
And that was before he wrote down his life's rules and commandments.
Yeah. More guidelines than anything else. Kevin Little Rock, gay bar story. Was it called The Flaming Arrow? I smell a bit for this later this summer. Best gay bar names.
Yeah, just like Anthony Cumia, I think that'd get us kicked off the air.
You know what's funny is, I was trying to think of the name of the gay bar that I had to pop into.
I'm sure you...
Good phrase there.
When my car broke down
sure
late night
the only
in Des Moines one time. At least that was my story. Hey, my car broke down, guys. Okay, so here are the name. So I Google searched because I couldn't remember the name of the bar.
Oh, no, my shirt fell off.
And
I tripped and fell and landed on it.
There's one at 416 East 5th Street in Des Moines, and there's one at 418 East 5th Street. That is a wild party town on 5th Street. So if you hear somebody saying, I'm in Des Moines, I'm hanging out on 5th Street, you know what's up. Being on 6th Street in Austin, Texas means something totally different.
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Is there a hotel like right in the middle that I could get? That somebody could get.
You turn left, you got one. You turn right, you got one. Yeah, whoever's hanging out.
I got them coming and going.
Whoever's at 417 East 5th Street, you're right in the middle. You're in the thick of things, babe.
Motel by the minute?
Okay, so here are the four gay bars listed in a Google search in Des Moines, Iowa, my hometown. And this is the one I couldn't remember if it was the Garden, that's one of them, or Blazing Saddle. I think Blazing Saddle might have been the one.
Was there a Western theme that you noticed?
It says Des Moines Leather Levi Club. So, yes, apparently so. Buddy's Corral is the name of a gay bar there. Neighborhood Bar with Digital Jukebox, Mixed Gay, Lesbian, Straight.
Well, see, that's
right.
Everyone's that's
welcome.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome. And last but not least, Le Boy Bar. L-E-B-O-I Bar. And it says in quotations, fun bar. I bet it is.
There happened to be one there not called The Manhole, is it? Apparently, Larry knows a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that.
One of the greatest all-time receivers in the history of the world. I would argue the best freshman receiver ever to grace the fields of college football, Randy Moss.
More importantly, the best auto-tune.
No question. Randy Moss, auto-tuned. A look back on our favorite. When we come back, we'll talk a little ATA.
The Minnesota Vikings have selected Randy Moss.
Well, before I get to questions, man, I'd like to say something.
Everybody want clout.
Pull your 84 jerseys out. I'm back home. Pull your 84 jerseys out. This is going to be a fun ride. This is going to be a fun ride.
Everybody want clout.
I'm going to play what I want to play. Play. Do what I want to do. I'm going to say what I want to say. Hey,
did I say anything stupid today?
My role is to take the ball deep, take the top off the defense. Take the ball deep, take the top off the defense.
If I can't get to it, nobody can get to it.
I don't shine shoes, I don't tape ankles, I don't cut checks.
Great cash, homie.
I don't shine shoes, I don't tape ankles, I don't cut checks.
Great cash, homie. Everybody, one clap, one clap, one clap, one clap.
Pull your 84 jerseys out. I'm back home. Pull your 84 jerseys out.
We're made to play.
You can print it. I don't care how you put it on your ink.
Everybody want clout.
I'm going to play what I want to play. Play. I'm going to say what I want to say. Say. Do what I want to do.
Next question, next question, next question, next question, next question.
You're looking at this opportunity to revitalize your career.
I don't need to revitalize nothing. Everybody know who I am. This probably will be my last year here as a Patriot. You guys tell the people, Moss this, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that. Are you gonna come out today, Moss? This, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that. Pull your 84 jerseys out. I'm back home, pull your 84 jerseys out. This is gonna be a fun ride. This is gonna be a fun ride.
Everybody want clap.
I'm gonna play when I wanna play. Play. I'm gonna say what I wanna say. Say. Do what I wanna do.
You know, I am human. I do have emotions like everybody else.